Do you ever find yourself just scrolling? I'm talking about as soon as you wake up, you grab your phone, go to the bathroom, do what you gotta do, sit on the toilet for another 15, 20 minutes, scrolling through your feed, seeing what's up, early in the morning, late at night, it doesn't matter. I have feeling some ways that we are really addicted to social media. And in some ways, it's a great thing. And then other ways, I feel like it's a nuisance. And I only say this because being in your 30s right now, you live the best of both worlds. Reason being, you can remember a time where there wasn't social media, but then you can also remember the emergence of social media. So, like, I can remember when Facebook, you needed a college ID to actually log on, and you didn't post statuses. It was just, like, little symbols, and then you only had, like, a certain word count. I think it was, like, 140 characters or something like that, maybe less. And then I remember Black Planet and MySpace. And had we would have known how social media would have really taken off, all of those things we did in MySpace, put in HTML codes and made up our pages, did little scrolling marquees, changed the background, we could have really been like in a tech field, but we kind of didn't take advantage of it. I know some of us didn't. Could be some out there that actually got into it, coding, and are big now. But I know for at least me, and when I was in high school, I didn't foster that. So, with that being said, I'm just talking about social media and all of its beauty and the ugly. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of 30 and No Freaking Clue. This is your host, Jessica Danielle. And just because you don't have a clue doesn't mean you won't leave with one. If you're listening to this on any podcasting site, please do me a favor. Please hit follow or subscribe and join us. Join me, okay? And we're going to figure out this whole thing together. You know, we're going to keep getting better and better. You can follow me on Instagram. It's 30NFClue. Twitter, same handle, 30NFClue. And my personal Twitter page is BlackQueen86. So now that we got that out the way, let's enjoy the intro and the rest of the episode.
Modern problems require modern solutions.
So let's break down the definition of social media. According to probably Wikipedia or Google, it's websites and applications that enable users to create and share content or to participate in social networking. So that's how it all started. But I feel like now, because everything is so, everything is based in technology, social media for some people is a way of life. They literally cannot exist without social media. Like turning on the news, I'm going to go on my Instagram feed. Catching up on, you know, family members and friends, instead of me calling and texting them, what am I going to do? Check their Instagram, their Facebook, their Twitter, and catch up on their life. It's like it's not the new wave, but that's where we went into. I think the emergence of social media has now taken the human interaction point where you have to call someone or physically go to their house or anything to check up on them. Now we rely on social media to basically tell us everything about a person. Instead of us doing the physical work or the physical background check, we can go click on their Instagram page, they link their baby mom, we click on their baby mom page, next thing you know, you're 164 weeks deep, and you done found out everything about this person that you only physically knew probably for an hour. Ain't that crazy? So, I feel like there's a lot of bad things about social media, but there's also a lot of good, you know, the yin and the yang. So we want to talk about, let's talk with the negative effects, you know, end this on a positive note, but we're going to talk about the negative effects. So I know me personally, sometimes social media feels unhealthy and you have to learn to either follow what you want to see and then just, you know, try to control your content on your pages that you don't want to see. Of course, some things you just can't avoid. You get on there, you know, it's been a shooting, a mass killing, you know, for those of us, you know, the black and brown community, we got to worry about police brutality. We got to learn about Black Lives Matter. You know, I have friends that is in the LGBTQT community and they have to worry about, you know, a lot of issues that go along, you know, with them. And then you have to deal, see people, everybody's plight. The one thing to make note of, it's a lot of fake news. A lot of people will run with a post and don't even do the research. I don't know how many times on Facebook there's always a fake post going around, and next thing you know, it's something called Scoops, I think it's called, and they're always debunking myths from Facebook stories because people don't want to actually investigate these articles. They just see it, but they fail to realize that this website that they went on to was a satire website. You know, things that we learned in college. A lot of people run with those posts. So anybody can post something on Instagram and then all of a sudden they believe it to be true. I think there was one when Nipsey passed away, they said that Jay-Z was donating, I forgot how much money was it towards the family. And here's this thing's being passed around. People are not fact checking. Next thing you know, it was false. You know, so that's literally putting somebody in a position like, you know, saying that they're don't like this celebrity is donating to, you know, this celebrity's children, and then it's all fake, and then they gotta, you know, I guess get their publicist involved, and then it makes you look like an asshole. Like, oh, okay, everybody thought you were doing this good thing. It's just crazy. Another thing is everyone is opinionated, so we're all entitled to our opinions, but it amazes me when you go on or somebody posts something that is their opinion and you, lo and behold, view all these comments and someone is telling you that your opinion is wrong. And I've been guilty of, you know, arguing on a post here and there, but people will really tell you that you shouldn't post that. Well, they did. And if you don't want them, unfortunately, they can post whatever they want. It is their page. If you're following them, unfollow. You know, a lot of stuff that we get into these arguments is like, hey, unfollow them. Or they'd love to tell someone, oh, I'm unfollowing you. Okay, I'm pretty sure they won't miss you. Sometimes, like I said, I feel like it can be addicting because some people will literally, as soon as they wake up, check their Instagram, can't do anything. They can't go to a party. They can't function around human people because they have to be on Instagram or Facebook or whatever. And I think because Instagram is nothing but pictures, I feel like everybody wants to be someone that they think they post to be. Like, nobody is posting any hardship moments. And God forbid if you post yourself crying, then that's another issue. Like, oh my God, why are you posting all of your intimate businesses? But then you got people that you might know personally that are posting things and you're like, uh-uh, girl, that's not the way you really live in real life. But you out here on Instagram posting and posing to be something that you're not. It's a lot with social media. It can be distracting for some. If you get on there every single minute of the day, you can't even hold a conversation without scrolling on your Instagram feed or updating your Twitter or checking, flipping in between, you know, apps. You know, there's been times I've been on Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, back and forth. Another thing is bullying. I feel that even when someone is opinionated or someone posts, you have people that nowadays they can do very harmful things on the internet. I mean, someone can take a picture of you. You know, maybe you was out there looking crazy and someone took a picture of you and now you're viral because someone made a meme out of you. you know, some people can say harmful things, or if someone doesn't like you, they can make a whole Instagram page. I've seen Instagram pages of person and they're like attacking them, telling them that they're ugly, you know, and that stuff can go around to a bunch of people, and people from all over the world can comment. And it's not just hate that you see around, you know, from the people that you know. You just see all these hurtful comments, and it's crazy. A lot of celebrities have to deal with this kind of hate on a mainstream level because they're human too. But you'll see pages that'll be like, kill this person, or one of the infamous is, you know, the Beehive, Beyonce. Those fans will go underneath a post. I think it was forget what owner of the basketball team, was it his wife? You know, they perceived that she was being a little overly friendly with Jay-Z, and they like harassed her all on her Instagram and everything. Like, it's ridiculous. You have people that'll upload a bad picture of you. God forbid you get a nude or something, you send it to somebody, they upload it, it's around. You know, once something's on the internet, it's so hard to take it down because you can't guarantee that it'll always be off the internet. You yourself have to be careful. And I feel like with the younger generation, because they grow up with nothing but social media in their life, social media is just, you know, their way. Like, if they want to talk about you, if they fight somebody, everybody's out here trying to record something, a fight, an argument, something good. It's just 9 out of 10, a lot of things that go viral is something bad. I don't know how many times I see them, I'm like, damn, like, oh my God, I'm so glad that we didn't have camera phones back when I was younger, because all the stuff that we got into, it's crazy. You see people doing all kinds of stuff, people pissing in food and recording it. Like, why are you doing this? To go viral? Like, you're snitching on yourself. People want to talk about no snitching. You don't got to worry about it, because everybody that got a camera out here is telling on somebody. It's not like they blacked your face out. It's not like they covering up your identity or where you was at. Everything is just shown in real time. They're going to eventually find it. That's why the authorities are probably on social media just as much as regular folks. Again, like, all of these things, people will do anything, like they say the new word is clout, doing anything to get ahead, to make themselves look better. People, like, again, they're not being who they supposed to be. You got guys that'll be on there saying how they got all this kind of money, and you see them in real life and you're like, okay, that's not what your Instagram say. Or you see girls that'll be flossing in somebody else's wig, or just whatever. I guess they fake it till they make it, and some people don't ever make it. But again, with social media, it's just like, it's so much. It can hurt your reputation. God forbid you did something. You see all the time people on Twitter, and let's say they become a celebrity, you know, and now someone is digging up something you wrote on Twitter 10 years ago, not even 10 years ago, could have been 10 years ago, just now. Whenever Twitter started, you could have wrote something that you did in college or, you know, as a teenager, and now all of a sudden you're going to be penalized for it. I mean, again, some people are just shitty people and they become famous, and I get it. Some people are young, but like someone like, you know, that make racist comments. I just think that's just who you are. That has nothing to do with age and you didn't know. That's just your ignorance. And that was something ingrained in you and was taught. And you didn't fight to, you know, to overcome that. That's just who you are. A lot of times I feel like, especially as women, and I think men too, but young girls, I think my thought process is everybody wants to compare themselves. If you look at some of these Instagram baddies, everybody has the same look, thin waist, big old butt, you know, maybe big boobs, straight boobs. You know, I feel like there's this model image, there's this prerequisite of a look that gets likes and stuff like that on social media. And I feel like people that are people forget that women are walking around with stretch marks. People forget that women boobs sag. Like, everyone is not plastic. Everybody's not face tuned out. I mean, some of these Instagram baddies in person are not who they look like on Instagram. Everybody has a polished picture. There are so many apps, Facetune, all of these apps that you can blur out your imperfections, that I feel like people are not even comfortable in their own skin. It's like, even sometimes I might filter myself with Snapchat. It's my one filter. I love it. It's probably on my page now. But it's like, sometimes I just post a real me. I'm like, oh my God, my skin texture is not as smooth as I think it is. You know, my color isn't as popping as it is because my skin is looking a little dull. Like, sometimes we get that unhealthy view of ourselves because we're looking at each other from a filtered lens and not through reality lens. And I just feel, I know I say I just feel a lot, but I do, because this is my opinion. It can have an unhealthy effect on someone, you know, constantly trying to compare yourself, getting, taking 50 million pictures to get that right pictures. How many of us got like 100 pics on the same day? Different poles, slightly off. You know, you might be over critiquing your pictures, like, oh my God, look at my piece of hair, look at my teeth, oh my God, the way I'm standing, oh, my butt doesn't look big, oh my God. And look, God forbid, the one you like, you upload and it gets 2 likes. You feel like shit, don't you? You know, or you like, damn, like, ain't nobody feeling this picture, so let me delete it, let me archive it, let me try another pic, or maybe let me show a little bit more skin. You know, it's a lot. Let me get the right angle. You know, everybody, I feel like that's where it's going. Like, the more and more we post on social media, sometimes it gets draining. Like, I'm not even gonna lie, it's been times I probably stress my friends out, like, hey, take my picture again. Oh no, I don't like this, delete it, take another one, delete this, take another one. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, come on, I can't even enjoy myself outside of the phone, because your phone is everywhere you go. You know, sometimes some people sit, before they sit down and eat, they got to take a picture of their food. Let me post it. You have sites like Twitter, you know, a lot of people post pictures and stuff like that, but sometimes you get, like, you got nudity on there, porn, and I'm like, oh my God, this is Twitter. Y'all shut down Tumblr because Tumblr was getting a lot of porn, and now you see it on Twitter. And it is, sometimes the stuff you see on Twitter makes its way to Instagram, because Twitter is just, you know, I feel like rolling information. You just tweet, tweet, tweet. You know, that's really where you see people's opinions. I mean, look at our, you know, I don't want to say our president, y'all's president, whatever. I don't claim 45 or whatever he is. He continues. It's just like every time I see a tweet from him, it's just like, well, I don't even follow him, you know. But when I see his post, I'm just like, wow. No. You know, or you see celebrity making, throwing their opinion, and you forget that even though that they're a celebrity, they're still entitled to their opinions. And it's just like, wow, I didn't really need to know that about a person, you know. You get a lot of people that hate on each other back and back, subliminal posts. Let's talk about it. So, you know, you do one thing, somebody posts a post and it's directed towards you. You know it is, throwing shade or whatever. And now you throwing subliminal shots back and forth. And of course, whoever's in the inner circle kind of picks up on it. But it's just ridiculous. Like, you scroll and you're like, hey, this person is talking about me, but they're not talking to me. And I just, like, at this point, just add the person. You know, but then again, sometimes a hit dog will holler. Sometimes the post is just relatable, has nothing to do with you. It's just maybe a coincidence, even though I personally don't believe in coincidences. I'm just saying, if I'm talking about relationships and you're going through something, I might post something and it might speak to you, unless I knew specifically you were going through something. But sometimes I feel the same emotion in that post. It has nothing directly to you. But then, you know, some people, I can say X, Y, Z, and the next thing you know, you post, oh yeah, bitches is always talking about X, Y, Z. You like, wait a minute, I just said that, so you throwing shade at me? Like, why didn't you just say it to me? At this point, at me. You know, and that's another thing that a lot of people do. Me personally, sometimes people think I'm subbing them. No, I'm actually subbing myself. I'm not going to put my own business out there. I mean, those that know me might think that I'm actually going through something, or I'm talking about, but I know, like, I can laugh at myself. I can laugh at situations. Especially it was one about being friend zoned. I've been friend zoned. It is what it is. You know, but we're going to take a brief break and come back. How you liking the episode so far? You know, if you're listening to this on Anchor, leave me a voice message. I would love to hear your response. And if you're on Instagram, follow me at 30NFClue, where you can DM me, comment, subscribe, follow, do all that good stuff. And if you're on Spotify, please hit follow and any other podcasting sites. Love you guys and enjoy the rest of this episode. Can you honestly say that you can go through your whole day without laughing at a goddamn meme? I don't know. Like, I feel like that's life. It is what it is now. Like, memes are life. GIFs are life. Like, I don't even want to communicate without GIFs. It's hilarious. You ever go log on a Twitter, go under a thread, and you just look at the comments, but you see all of the GIFs? That's the only reason why I really enjoy Twitter. I also enjoy Facebook, can do it, but Instagram's too many comments. Like, you know, you can't do memes yet or GIFs, but Twitter, infamous. I mean, social media can be great in a lot of ways. One of it is that it allows everyone to share their content. So you can see someone, like, literally people have started businesses from social media. And it's not just Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I'm talking about blog sites creating their content out there. They can sell, you know, ebooks online, promote businesses. So social media has it's a great way to promote yourself. It's a great way to share great content. I mean, people also share bad content, and sometimes that tends to go viral. But I feel like now it just gives everybody the opportunity to share with the world faster than it was years ago. Like, years ago or decades ago, you had to actually, you know, do that muscle. Now everybody has a smartphone. You can upload to YouTube. You can create videos from your phone. Like, everything is within reach. And sometimes I know, like, even with me with this podcast, it's just, you think that you need all of this fancy equipment. And for real, you just need to start. You'll get there. You know, you'll get there. You don't have to spend all this money on fancy equipment just to get started. And that's the great thing about social media and technology today. Another thing, positive thing about social media is making connections. So you can definitely connect with the world. You don't have to just, you know, if you want to talk to someone in London, you can communicate with people in London. All over across the world. So there's a lot of things that you can do through social media. I mean, someone can share their content and it can reach someone as far as, you know, Dubai or anywhere that's across the world. You can reach to someone in, you know, stateside, countryside, across the world. You can talk to massive amounts of people depending on your following. Another thing is influencing. You can influence someone. Like, now we have beauty influencers, you have video influencers, dance influencers. You just have a lot of things, and that, with the help of social media, can reach, like I said, a vast majority of people. You can get noticed by businesses, movie stars, anything. A lot of people have gotten their start just from social media. We have YouTube stars. We have people that have branched into music just by posting covers on either YouTube or Instagram or anywhere you can upload short videos. How many Vine stars that we've seen now that are in movies and producing movies. Like, you have King Bach, you have a lot of people that started off on Vine, you know, where it was like, what, 6 second clips, or I forget how many seconds it was. And now we're doing all of this. On Instagram, you used to be able to only upload, 15 seconds. Now it's a minute. And now with IGTV, you can create your own shows and everything through Instagram. It isn't paid yet, like YouTube. But it's still a way to get your work out there and get seen. How many comedians have we seen now that are branching into mainstream that started off of on social media, like Jess Hilarious, B. Simone, Cornell? You have a lot of those artists who started on social media. So there is an avenue for everyone, and you don't have to worry about doing what everybody else is doing. You can just be you and be creative, and people will watch that shit. So hey, social media can be used in those ways as well. It can be inspirational. There's so many people that share their stories online that might not get the notice on TV or a book, a paper. Everybody is clicking on social media. If you can find out someone's heartbreaking story on there or inspirational story, it's a lot of motivational people that are on social media. Like one of my favorite Instagram pages is The Good Quote. I feel like it's always great quotes on there that can get you through your day. Someone is always can connect with what you have to say. So social media is great for that, for you to share your story and see and show people that you're not alone. So you could display your talent, your uniqueness. All of the things are positive, the positive aspects of social media. And it's just something to pass the day. Like, it's something to see. You can see videos, people doing great things, amazing things. I don't know how many times I've seen people weddings, you know, that just makes you happy. But those are the, you know, positive aspects of social media. I don't know how many times I've got put onto a show because I've seen a clip. Or now you see movie trailers on social media, little ads or stuff like that, or you can see products. And unfortunately, sometimes that's the negative, because people can post whatever they want and only show you the good things, and you go ahead and buy it and think it's going to work for you, not knowing that this person get paid to promote this product and it's probably garbage. But that comes with the aspect of making sure you do your own research. You don't just take someone's word for it. Another thing is that it can just, again, be somewhere to pass the time, show your creativity. I know I said that. I learned a lot of things through social media. Some things are educational. I don't know how many times I've seen little facts that I've seen on social media. And then, of course, because I'm the type of person that wants to research, I'll go and fact check and find out something I didn't know. It's another way to look at gossip. I mean, that might not be a positive effect, but you can keep up on celebrities. There's challenges, stuff in there that makes you feel good. Like, I love that one time when it was winter and everybody was like snowed in, but yet everybody was doing these challenges with their family. It was like a dance challenge. I think Chris Brown started it. I feel like that was a great thing to do, you know, uploading, seeing people jumping on all these challenges. Or we had the Running Man challenge, and then you saw all the celebrities join in on it. And I feel like that's great. Or a lot of activism is displayed on social media. And I know a lot of people don't like to talk politics, but there's a lot of people that do, and I feel like that's also bringing awareness. We can find out things on social media faster than it can get onto the news. You got to think, they got to upload, produce, censor it, put it together. Some of this stuff that we're seeing on social media is right. We can go live, and live action can be right there at an instant. Everybody has their phone. Everybody can be a reporter, seeing things, and that's one of the good things. However, a little bit too much of the going the live and everybody pulling out their phone to want to record something is a negative effect too, because you have people that literally, instead of helping someone, will pull out their camera to record and upload it. Why? Help that person first. Or people are just doing things just for the sake of the camera to be notarized. Like, I go help a homeless person, but I want to post it just so that they know that that's what I'm doing. You don't have to post everything that you do. You just do it because you're doing it out the kindness of your heart. And I think that's one of the things that I don't like about social media. However, to me, I feel like social media is awesome. I don't know how many times I've probably been influenced to buy something. I've seen somebody's story. I've met amazing people. I don't know how many times I've seen, you know, I've probably got a million friends in my head just through social media. Some people, influencers that I go through for inspiration for outfits, looks, hairstyles, everything now on social media, you know, especially through like Pinterest, Instagram, everything. So I feel like I know social media kind of gets a bad rap, but it also is a great, great way to connect with the world. And I just feel like we have to do everything in moderation. Like, you can't be on social media 24/7 and not utilize it the correct way. Then it's going to have a negative effect on you. You have to be able to use social media in a way that's beneficial to you. So if it means creating some great content, following some great content that could be inspirational to you, that can get up and motivate you to be better in what you do. And everybody, there's room for everybody here. You know, this world is made up of a billions of people. I'm not saying that great minds don't think alike, but sometimes they do. And you know, somebody might have an idea or a skit, and you might have a way to make it a little bit better. You know, some people say, oh, it's copying. Everybody copies off of someone. I'm just here for the entertainment. A lot of people take social media so serious. In some ways, you have to. But you don't have to take it so serious where it makes you mean-spirited, evil, such as bullying, just spreading lies or spreading hate. That's the only thing that I don't enjoy about social media. But I enjoy spreading the laughter. I enjoy seeing, you know, pictures of little kids looking cute. You know, those are things that are heartwarming stories of how people actually show their decency as human beings to each other. Those are things I can enjoy. I also enjoy the awareness. You know, sometimes we don't know what's going on over in Texas or Arizona or over in Sudan or wherever there's something going on. And we appreciate those people that are bringing forth awareness to let us know what's going on, because the news doesn't cover everything. We are the news. Sometimes if it wasn't for social media, we wouldn't have known what was going down in Ferguson during the riots. We only would see what we saw on the TV and CNN. And they wasn't reporting everything that was accurate. The people that was on the front lines had their phones out showing us, letting us know what was actually really, really happening. Those are the things that I can appreciate, you know, but too much of anything sometimes is too bad. So sometimes you have to, you know, take a break from it. If that means limiting your use on it, if it's to the point where you're on social media more than you are in your real life, you have to come back to reality, because now you're just living on the internet or living for the internet. And some people are addicted to it in that aspect. They're living for the next moment, living for the next viral moment, living for, they're not actually living their life. They're living their life in front of a camera. How many times have you gone somewhere and people are on their phones and they're talking about how great a party is, and you thinking to yourself, is it great? Because you've been on your phone all night recording. How can you enjoy the moment? I know some of my best moments I don't record. It doesn't make it to social media, or my pictures doesn't make it to social media, because I'm actually enjoying life. That's the downside of social media. You know, we're not social. Everybody, you can be antisocial in real life and social on social media behind a keyboard. You know, you can get behind your phone, text all you want, be big and bad, but in front of people, you can't have that same energy. And that's the only thing, that's the disconnect with social media. It's bringing everyone closer, you know, throughout the world, yet basic human contact people are uncomfortable with. They'll rather text you. They can say, I saw you. Well, why you didn't speak? You know, because you can't filter in reality. Unless you have some delusions of grandeur. You can filter that. But you can't filter your face unless you got makeup, but that ain't going to do what the filters can do. You can't filter your personality. Maybe you can try, but in person, you're going to reveal who your characters are. That's why some people, I tend to look them in the eyes when I meet them, because that's going to reveal you. There's no filter for that shit. There's no filter for your soul. And that'll speak volumes throughout in real life. You know, some people can be dope in social media and awkward as hell in person, you know, because you're behind a screen, you're talking to a screen. You can, you know, you're not dealing with people actually looking at you and judging you. They're judging you through your posts, but not in person. There's a difference. You know, that's why sometimes when you meet celebrities or you meet, you know, these Insta celebrities, they're not the same person that you perceive on camera because they're acting. You know, we're all actors. But you have to use social media the way it's supposed to be social. You know, be funny. You can be informative. You can be productive. You can promote your businesses. You know, promote your creativity. Get your name out there. But if it becomes too much for you, if you're being consumed by social media to the point where that's all you live for, take a break from it. You know, and stop and smell the roses. You know, log off. You know, because sometimes you get on there, you like I said, you can be 164 weeks deep in. It can arise anger. It can be triggering. I don't know how many posts have I seen sometimes that has triggered something in me. And it's like, no, I'm not going to let this ruin my mood. I'm not going to get involved. I'm not going to keep commenting. I'm not going to allow people to control my emotions. And that's sometimes social media has done. Like, I don't know how many times people thrive off of drama, and it feel like now with social media and different social medias, people will just feed that drama. Like, look at sites like The Shade Room, Baller Alert, mainly The Shade Room. People live for those comments to be shady, to be nasty, to be evil, and to be mean. I mean, sometimes it's not all the time in those comments, but sometimes when they post great things, you love to see that. I love to go down there and see the hearts and someone praising each other. I love those posts. I love, it's a couple posts that I follow, not natural hair pages. I can't think of off the top of my head, but it's always encouraging, you know. Or when I was in part, a part of the Empowered by Maria Moore. She does a fitness thing and you join. It's like for a month, you know, you pay. But she also has a Facebook group. And the only people that are in the group are the people that paid for it. But the women there were so encouraging. They weren't judgmental. People uploaded their pictures of their body. You know, no one said like, ooh, that's nasty. Everybody's like, hey, go girl. You know, you could do it. Or they see people's transformation from when they, let's say you started out at 200 and through the process you lost, even if you lost 5 pounds, the encouragement there was great. I feel like support groups, you know, online are great. It's a great way for social media, you know, to build people up, to build self-esteem. I think those are great, great ways to connect with people. You know, because through a support group online, next thing you know, you didn't realize this person was in town. There's some people that became friends, best friends through social media. You know, there's people that has found their love of their life through social media, Instagram, Twitter, maybe an online dating site, you know, anywhere where you can upload your profile, or like people say, slide in them DMs. You know, you never know. You always see a story. Some of them I think is fake, but that's just my opinion. And then you got things like catfish, okay? Which I don't know how some people get catfish like that crazy. Like, I could see them lying and saying, hey, I own a jet, I own this or whatever. But as far as your facial features, like, you can go live. We can FaceTime. And you can't say if you got an iPhone and an Android or whatever. Facebook Messenger, you can. I didn't even know. I don't know if you could still do it. You could FaceTime through Instagram. You could FaceTime through Snapchat, which that's a little weird. Like, sometimes when certain people follow you on social media sites, I know I have certain friends that I am friends with them on every single social media site. But some people will follow you, never say a word, just creepy, and then all of a sudden just try to FaceTime you. Uh-uh. I don't know you. Don't do that. I don't even FaceTime my friends on social sites because that's just weird. I'ma just text you. Or I'ma FaceTime you through the phone. The only person that probably FaceTimes me on Messenger is my mom. Because somehow she figured out how to do it. And whenever she feels like it, she will FaceTime me. Most of the time, I decline. No, I don't do that to my mom. But again, we have to just start limiting. I feel like now in our 30s, like, I don't know about y'all, but I can spend a whole day in between jobs, in between on my break, on social media. I know me personally, I've told myself, limit my use. You know, enough is enough. You can literally spend a whole day on social media. Just scrolling, liking, laughing, getting mad all day. I've done it. Trust me. I've done it. And then it just lingers on. And then somebody will talk about a show. And then I got to go find the show. And then, you know, idle hands is double play things. And I think that's what happened with social media. Your hands is idle, so you just scrolling, laying there, and then before you know it's a whole 24 hours and you ain't did shit but scroll on Instagram and go back and forth through different sites. Instagram, YouTube, and it becomes repetitive. Like, I'm surprised a lot of, you know, forgive me, a lot of people don't have OCD. You scroll from Instagram, you know, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, back and forth. It gets a little crazy, but we're going to end this because I'm itching to post this so I can update my social media, my podcast social media, which is 30NF Clue. Go on Instagram, follow, keep you updated, and I'll see y'all. No, see, I'm referring to YouTube. I'm going to talk to y'all in the next one. Bye.
Welcome one morning with nothing to do. So I started this podcast out the blue. Welcome to 30 and no freaking clue. Yeah, no clue. But I'm doing it, and it's my podcast. Ow.